Action item number 16, discussion and possible action on West Central Brazos Water Distribution System. Jim Forte.
Go to the next slide, Jennifer. Let me just kind of give you some background on those of you that weren't around back in the day. Back in 2001, maybe the year prior to that, we were contacted by Kerr McGee with the understanding that they were going to divest themselves of their assets in this part of the country and asked if we'd be interested in acquiring the raw water line that they used to provide water to water flood operations primarily in Stevens County. That negotiation culminated in Mr. Ford and Chairman Hinton and I going to Tulsa and closing a deal in which we acquired that asset for $500,000. As a condition to that purchase, we granted a preferential transportation cost to Kerr McGee of a penny and a half per barrel being 42 gallons of water, compared to the cost that they had been charging the two other customers that they had on that line that amounted to up to 3 cents per barrel. But in that same negotiation, we reserved the right to change that cost of transportation at our discretion, a same right that was contained within the contract that they had with the other two parties. As we began to operate the facility, it was very clear to us two things. One, there was a tremendous amount of deferred maintenance on the facility. The pipeline had actually been constructed initially in the 70s. And two, that when we looked at the financials that we acquired from Kerr McGee, that the pipeline was being subsidized out of some other line of business, and that there's no way that the amounts that they were charging their customers could cover the cost of operations and maintenance of the facility. As we've gone forward, next slide, Jennifer. As we've gone forward since we acquired the property and the facility and tried to operate it, we have accumulated or continued to have operate in a deficit position, significant on the expenses of the water line are is the cost of electricity. It represents about half of the annual operating expense. Since we've acquired the line, we've installed a SCADA system on the line that helps us monitor the performance of the facility. We've installed, I think, $150,000 worth of new or refurbished pumps in the intake structure at Possum Kingdom. And if you'd have seen that intake structure when we acquired it, it was clear evidence of the lack of maintenance and the deferred maintenance that they had. We went, BESA, as they mentioned this morning, is the primary customer of the facility, and they're the successor to Kerr McGee, and they're the entity that Kerr McGee assigned their interest to based on the negotiations in 2002 and 2003. One of the things that we're trying to cure when we bring the rate structure forward to you is the differential costs that are being charged to the three water flood customers. Again, BESA pays the cost that's approximately one half of what the other customers pay on a cost per barrel. I'd like to talk about, and Mike Foster brought up the issue of municipalities, and I'd like to talk to you about why we feel it's appropriate to not charge municipal customers for transportation. When you think about municipal rate making and the retail rates paid by municipal customers, most of us in this room probably enjoy a cost of somewhere between $1.25 to maybe as high as $2 per thousand for the water that we consume at the retail level. Our transportation cost alone is somewhere between $8 and $9 per thousand. And when you add on to that the cost of having to advance treat the water out of Possum Kingdom through some type of a reverse osmosis system that could add another $3 or $4 per thousand to a retail rate, we thought that when you look at that, that levying the transportation charge to a municipality would make their retail rate just practically unaffordable to their customers. Proposal we have before you, next slide, Jennifer. This rate structure that we have before you gets us about a third of the way toward resolving the deficit situation that we have on the line. What it will do, it will establish an 8/10 of a cent per barrel fixed cost and a 2 cent per barrel variable cost. And if you take all the water that you're contracted for, and the fixed cost is only charged against the water that you have under contract, the variable cost is charged against water that's actually delivered. If you took 100% of the water that delivered to you, it would be 2.8 cents per barrel. We're operating under an electric provider contract that we negotiated a couple of years ago, which at the time that we negotiated it was advantageous. We contracted for an extended period of time, and unfortunately costs have gone down since that time, but we've got two more years left on that electric contract with a pretty severe penalty for early termination. And because of that, it drives the variable cost of our proposed rates. The proposal we have before you is to set this rate right now, watch the performance of how that rate covers expenses. If our costs go down in a year or two because we renegotiate electric rates, we certainly will reflect that in the rates that we'll bring to you, and we expect to bring you a rate structure every year for your approval along with the operating budget. And we have a resolution. I can answer any questions you might have.
Before you go to that, go back to a couple slides back to the map.
Yes, sir.
And the different colors there are based on what?
The size of the line, the initial backbone structure of the line, and I think actually the timing of the construction, the initial phase of the pipeline was built in the 70s. Was the 36-inch line in the intake structure and the 24-inch line that went slightly north. Then the next phase is the 36-inch line that came down to what's known as the Veal Parks booster pump station. And then the other systems were installed, I think, up through the 90s.
Okay, so all of those were in play. We haven't added anything to it?
No, sir, other than maintaining it and stopping all the leaks.
And then the other part of that was this was a way to hedge for the future to go west with water, depending on what happens to Abilene and so forth and so on to develop water out there.
Well, maybe that's what was in my mind because I thought we added to it and developed it further.
As Mr. Ford indicated, our intent was to go out and try to attract and address the need for municipal customers in that area to access water. We do show it. Hubbard Creek Reservoir provides water to both the city of Breckenridge as well as the city of Abilene. Abilene has a huge intake structure on Hubbard Creek and takes somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25 million gallons a day out of Hubbard Creek, and Breckenridge and some other users take another 4 to 5 million gallons a day out of there. Hubbard Creek just underwent a new drought of record, and so the firm yield of that reservoir has been reduced, and so availability of water out there is not a lot of groundwater that's potable or drinking water quality. So for a municipality out there, we're just about the last resort. Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to test my own understanding of this deal. Is this a deal that we would make today, or what am I missing? We got about $2 million negative in this thing, right?
Yes.
Today, counting the $500,000 we paid. So, was there some other reason we did it other than
Well, we own the right-of-way.
The easements are essentially where the value is. We've had discussions with Abilene, and actually Abilene is looking at two significant water supply options. They are currently pursuing a reservoir called Cedar Ridge Reservoir, which is to their north. But if you look at the state water plan, acquiring water from the Brazos River Authority out of Possum Kingdom and moving it westward to either join up with the intake structure that they have at Hubbard Creek or some other water delivery facility is certainly an option for them. In our negotiations with Abilene over some water rights issues, we gave them a preferential right of first refusal to 20,000 acre feet of water in Possum Kingdom, and that that option continues for another 15
years. So cutting through all of that, the bottom line is we had some strategic reason.
Absolutely.
That'll give us a long-range benefit.
Absolutely.
That's not reflected here.
We still think there's a need to serve municipalities out there. And one of our municipal customers is here, and we've worked extensively with him and some others out there to make sure that that their access to water was there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who are the current customers using that service now?
This company called BESA, the gentleman that made presentation to
right.
you this morning, and then there's two other water floods, one called Baseline and one called Northridge.
Okay, but they're both injection-type facilities.
Our understanding,
all
yes,
three of them are.
Yes, sir.
And when you talk about municipality, we're not servicing municipalities right now at all?
Stevens Regional Special Utility District just completed their pilot studies. They actually had a pilot plant located at our Veal Park booster pump station. They had it operating for 6 months or so. They've taken the results of that pilot study and have submitted them to TSEC to validate the technology that they're going to use. And my understanding is that they could be under construction within the next year or two to meet their municipal needs.
And Bob, to further answer your question from the strategic value, San Angelo at that time back in 2002 was in a severe drought. And we were asked to look, is there any way you can get water? And the answer is, if you build another pipe, make the pipe bigger, we're 12-inch pipe that goes to Hubbard. They have, as they previously mentioned, they have an intake structure, and you go all the way to San Angelo from there if you had to. So it was a way to link in an emergency, and that was an insurance policy, an expensive insurance policy.
What are we currently charging? I missed that somewhere.
We currently charge base a penny and a half. The average cost for the other two, which really won't change that dramatically with our rate increase, is somewhere in the 2.5 to 2.75 cent range. This will take us up almost to 3 cents.
So we've got one customer at one and a half, and the yes, others are two.
Yes,
so we're talking about raising all of them to 2.8.
We're going to standardize okay. them, and which we think is appropriate. I say the penny and a half was a deal that we essentially negotiated with Kerr McGee and not their successor.
And just, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, but per acre foot, am I reading this right, that their total cost would be $217 per acre foot?
Yes, ma'am.
As compared to our system rate?
Of $60.50. And again, that's what led us to recommend that we not levy that charge against the municipality. We just felt that from a retail standpoint, especially when you add treatment on top of that, there's just no way that this is reasonable.
So what will we charge the municipality?
We will allow them to transport water for no charge, and there's an item that follows this item on the agenda, which will validate that decision.
Okay, now
that recommendation.
So they transport it, so they buy it for system rate.
They buy it system rate. I say then they tack on $3 to $4 to $5 a thousand before they can take it to their customers treated to a drinking water standard.
But currently we charge them $48 per acre foot. Is that correct? Am I reading that right?
Roughly. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry. Let me Right now, our average in the pipeline is just under 2 cents. We're going to raise it up to just a little over 3 cents per barrel.
I think she's confused about the price the 217 that would be the system rate if we charge them versus.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I did misunderstand. Can you add?
I'm just trying to compare. In my mind, apples to apples, what we've charged for a system rate, what we're trying to charge them to compare it to what our current, what
we charge
just
all water customers, our system rate. So any municipal customer or an oil and gas customer will buy their water separately for $60.50 an acre foot. Then for us to transport it through this line, we will add on average a little over $200 per acre foot transported, which again, our calculation shows that gets us about a third of the way toward just breaking even. And again, it's a very electric, power intensive line. We keep this line pressurized 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not like our Williamson County line where we only pump water when we need to move water from Lake Stillhouse to Lake Georgetown. This line stays pressurized year-round, and so the pumps are working constantly.
This still does not get us to a break-even point, though.
No, sir. Our recommendation is that we try to get there within the next 5 years.
But your recommendation is to bring the private sector oil and gas company up to the current level, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we can sell it and lease it back.
We've investigated. As a matter of fact, BESA had extended an unsolicited offer to us to purchase the line for $75,000. Of course, they've told us subsequently that the thing's worth at least $10 million. And they've withdrawn that offer, by the way.
Were there any other easements acquired other than where the pipeline already is?
Excuse me?
Were there any other easements that went along with
that,
the purchase?
That map pretty much shows the extent of the easements. I will tell you that that upper 12-inch line actually gets all the way to the shoreline of Hubbard Creek down by the dam. So it's slightly misrepresented on this schematic. But this may be where we've got operating water lines and we can actually deliver water.
This all uphill too, Jim?
Both ways, sir. It's pretty flat out there, so but like I say the fact that we pressurize the line and keep it pressurized means that we have pumps operating all the time. I will point out City of that 12-inch line down at the very bottom, right below where it says the City of Breckenridge, comes within a quarter of a mile of Breckenridge's water treatment plant. And we had discussions with them about 4 or 5 years ago about acquiring water from us, but right now it's not necessary. But if they were to grow, there'd be a chance that we could do that.
What's the scale on this? How long is that 27-inch line?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's yeah, there's about 60 or 70 miles of pipeline in that entire schematic, so that's probably, 20 miles or so. One of the operators is right down at the very tip of the southern leg.
Do you not have any utility, municipal customers on that pipeline?
We have two. We have Stevens, and then we also Fort Griffin. SUD has a contract, although we understand that they're currently having discussions with Stevens Regional about assigning their contract and having Stevens treat their water and then take their treated water through Stevens plant, which is an excellent solution. It's a regional solution as opposed to having two plants, you have one. And we strongly encourage that. There are a few other customers on there. Most of them are ag or irrigation. That we traditionally and historically have not charged them, and we intend to charge them as well. Municipal would be the only one that we would exempt from the fee, or that we would recommend that you exempt from the fee.
Further questions for Jim? You know, I think you have a resolution.
I have one that almost challenges John Hobbs.
You would please read that.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to establish a system of rates and charges for the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System, which is intended to reduce the annual economic loss incurred from the operation and maintenance of the facility. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to establish a revised transportation agreement in order to effect the reduction of annual economic loss. Be it further resolved that effective September 1, 2009, for fiscal year 2010, that a fixed rate of 0.8 cents per barrel, parentheses, the equivalent of $2.61 per 1,000 gallons or $62.07 per acre foot, to be applied to the amount of water contracted by any customer, parentheses, except for water supply availability agreements, in place on the effective date with Stevens Regional Special Utility District and Fort Griffin Special Utility District, formerly Shackelford Water Supply Corporation, close parentheses, due to previous commitments, close parentheses, using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System and a variable rate of 2 cents per barrel, parentheses, the equivalent of $6.52 per 1,000 gallons or $155.17 per acre foot, to be applied to the amount of water delivered to any customer, parentheses, except for water supply availability agreements in place on the effective date with Stevens Regional Special Utility District and Fort Griffin Special Utility District, bracket, formerly Shackelford Water Supply Corporation, close bracket, close parentheses, using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System, are hereby established and be it further resolved that effective September 1, 2009 for fiscal year 2010, that the fee charged for well drilling operations which access the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System for well drilling purposes only be set at $1,000 per well site, and be it further resolved that the fixed rate and variable rate will be adjusted upon adoption of the budget for every subsequent fiscal year with a goal that by no later than FY 2015, the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System is projected to be operating, generating sufficient income to require no subsidization for annual operating and maintenance expenses.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Moved
by Bell. Seconded by Ball. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
No.
Director Breeden?
No.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantry?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director